I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Glisson. Now, the United States Department of Agriculture says farmers and landowners can now start the process of getting ready to sign up for the new farm programs, but they might want to wait just a bit. It might be better to hit a website to learn how the farm programs will help manage variable income over the next 5 years. The website has a couple of addresses, but for our purposes, let's go with the easy one. That's www.farmdocdaily.illinois.edu, where landowners can find farm program training materials. It's a farm program toolbox, University of Illinois Ag Policy Specialist Jonathan Kappas says landowners can use to calculate how the new federal farm programs will impact their individual farms. However, he thinks it might be easier and quicker at the moment to take a broader county-wide view.
Here's the simple thing. Part of what we've developed, and so there's multiple aspects of the tool, and I think the first thing that most people are going to look to use, and I think that the thing that is most convenient to use, is called sample farms. We're calling it sort of the 5-minute analytical review for your county. You go in, you click the button that says sample farm. It takes you through to a map of the United States, so you pick your state, either click on your state or use the pull down, the drop down menu. Pick your state, you pick your county, and what it will do is generate a sample farm. This is not your farm, this is not anybody's farm in that county, but it looks at all the historical data, it looks at the planted acres in the county, and it creates this example or sample farm based on that data. And then, you know, it'll show you for this county, we've got X number of acres of corn, X number of acres of soybeans, X Y of wheat. And then those are the acres that are run through the model into the programs. And then what it does is calculate expected or estimated payments based on that acreage for that sample farm. And you click just into a new tab and it'll show expected payments for 1 year for Arc County, 5 years for Arc County, an average over 5 years, and do the same thing for ARC individual, same thing for the price loss coverage and the supplemental coverage option. And then the last screen will give you the optimized. So what's the most optimal program based on the modeling for your farm over the next 5 years?
Or in this case, for the sample farm in the county of choice, no matter where it is in the United States, for the most part, over the 5-year life of the farm bill. This last point, that's extraordinarily important, says Kappas.
This is a 5-year decision. And when this decision's made, it doesn't get changed for 5 years. So a lot of the analysis and a lot of what goes into this decision isn't just what a price is doing today. And it isn't always just what prices are going to do for the marketing year of 2014. What do we think we're going to do over 5 years? And so we provide that information. And the quick, easy way, the quick way to do it, sort of even just the benchmark before you start entering your own farm's information, just to get a sense of what programs look like in your county, is this sample farm.
The online farm bill tool, again, go to the farmdocdaily.illinois.edu website to find links to it, or go directly to the tool through the FSA website. The direct address is FSAUSAPAS.com. That stands for United States Agriculture Policy Analysis System. FSA.USAPAS.com. The online farm bill tool allows a broad overview of the programs and the potential payouts based on sample farms by county, but also allows individuals to input all their own information to see how their own farms fare over the life of the bill in each program under different commodity price scenarios. Of course, you can go to the websites and learn all about the programs. I have another option a bit later after harvest season. I think you should go to the website now, but after the harvest season, and you should go to a different website now and buy a ticket for this event, you can come to our Farm Assets Conference, and Jonathan Kappas will take you through the decision process. You can ask him questions directly. It's our Farm Assets Conference. Jonathan Kappas will be there to talk about the farm programs and the decisions you need to make. We'll take a look at crop insurance with Gary Schnittke and SCO. That's one of the new farm programs. Also talk about land values with Bruce Sherrick. And of course, we'll have all of our analysts that are on air. There are 12 of them each and every week that will be along with us to take up corn, soybeans, and the cash grain market. It's just $25. Go to willag.org, willag.org, to sign up right now. Again, the address is willag.org. For just $25, or you can call this number 800-898-1000. 1065. Now, up next on this Friday afternoon, let's take up a good-hearted story. This comes from Jim Dewey at WTAD, that's in Quincy, WKAN in Kankakee. He's the ag director there. He says that the Global Compassion Network is helping to house thousands of people around the world who've been displaced by turning grain bins into homes and shelters. He talked to Mark Lee, the Peruvian director for Global Compassion Network, and Mark was demonstrating one of the shelters at the Farm Progress Show.
This is called a safety home. This was designed for response to disaster, where someone has a natural disaster has hit or whatnot, where people are displaced. It came out of the idea of the Haiti earthquake, where there were so many people displaced. And this is something that we can come in and put up with within a day. It takes about six guys a day to put one of these up and have secure, safe housing. It was designed to withstand 135-mile-an-hour winds. With it being a home built out of galvanized steel, you don't have to worry about fire, things of that nature. Bugs don't eat them up. Once they're up, they're zero maintenance. The big plus with these, with them being for disaster use, is if in time, in say 2 to 3 years after the disaster's over, if they want to remove them, you back the bolts out and stack it up and move it on to the next disaster.
The grain bins have been modified to make them livable.
And we've put a double roof system on it and a venting system, and that's how we get rid of the heat. The heat issue is always the first question everybody asks, and that's how we deal with that. And through that venting system, when you are inside the home in the heat of the day, it will be 7 to 10 degrees cooler inside than outside.
And with steel walls, Lee says the bins cool off pretty quickly once the sun goes down. In order to give the users of the shelters a little more room, there's a sort of second floor.
We do have a loft that covers half of our square footage space, and some folks will use that for a sleeping area. Others will use it for where they put their possessions and they'll sleep down below. They have the freedom when they move in to utilize it as they see fit, but it does add somewhere in the neighborhood of another 100 square feet to the structure itself.
Global Compassion Network is a nonprofit organization that relies on donations for its funding.
We've got over 100 of these units standing down in Haiti right now, and they were all funded by gifts. They were all purchased and taken down there by personal gifts from people from the communities and whatnot.
That's Mark Lee with the Global Compassion Network. He came to us courtesy of NAFB member Jim Dewey from WTAD, WKAN, that's Quincy and Kankakee. Thanks so much to Jim for passing along a great story. We're having a little difficulty getting hold of Ben Pruce for the afternoon, but I'd kind of like to talk to him there in Everly, Iowa, just to see how things are going in that part of the world. So we'll bring Jim Angel into our mix a bit early this afternoon to talk about the agricultural weather forecast. Of course, Jim is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute.
This is Jim Angel, state climatologist located at the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute on the campus of the University of Illinois. We are starting to see the first signs of fall color, and the harvest of corn and soybeans is underway. This week was warmer and drier than average. The statewide temperature was 62.5 degrees, about a degree above average. The statewide precipitation was 0.2 inches, which is about 30% of the average for the week. It was a nice break from a month that has been running cooler and wetter than average. Right now, September in Illinois is running about 3 degrees below average, with statewide total rainfall of 4.12 inches. Rainfall totals were especially heavy in western Illinois. Meanwhile, southern Illinois has, from about Mount Vernon southward, has been much drier with only 1 to 2 inches. According to the National Weather Service forecast, this weekend and next week, we are expected to see highs in Illinois to be in the mid to upper 70s in northern Illinois and in the low 80s in central and southern Illinois. Overnight lows will still be in the mid to upper 50s. dew point temperatures are a little high for this time of year. It will be in the mid to upper 50s as well. Skies will be mostly sunny until we get a chance of rain in the forecast on Thursday and Friday and possibly Saturday. Temperatures are expected to be near average in the next week, while precipitation is expected to be above average. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Well, thanks, of course, go to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we'll get the opportunity to talk with Ben Pruce. Ben, of course, is at the Anderson's Everly, Iowa facility there in the northwestern part of Iowa. Don't forget to visit our website if you get the opportunity. The address is willag.org. That's willag.org. This agricultural programming does come to you from the University of Illinois and Illinois Public Media.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
It's National Pancake Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1754, Joseph Louis Prost was born, a French chemist. In 1799, he extracted sugar from grapes and proved it to be identical to sugar extracted from honey. In 1774, John Chapman was born, an American pioneer. Chapman is better known as Johnny Appleseed. He planted apple seeds across the Ohio River Valley area of Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. In 1902, Levi Strauss died, an American inventor. He is known for creation of blue jeans. He originally planned to make canvas tents for miners in the California Gold Rush, but he soon found that durable pants sold better. Strauss opened a factory. Improved the design by adding copper rivets at the stress points of his pants and adopted a heavy blue denim material known in France as jeans. In 1914, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission was established. Its principal mission is promotion of consumer protection and prevention of anti-competitive business practices. And in 1953, sugar rationing ended in Great Britain. And that's this day in agricultural history.